Book 3, Chapter 3, A Description of Galilee, Samaria, and Judea. Now Phoenicia and Syria encompass about the Galilees, which are two, and called the Upper Galilee and the Lower. They are bounded toward the setting sun, with the borders of the territory belonging to Ptolemais and by Carmel, which mountain had formerly belonged to the Galileans, but now belonged to the Tyrians. To which mountain adjoins Gaba, which is called the city of horsemen, because those horsemen that were dismissed by Herod the king dwelt therein. They are bounded on the south with Samaria and Scythopolis, as far as the river Jordan. On the east with Hippiae and Gadarus, and also with Ganlonitis and the borders of the kingdom of Agrippa. Its northern parts are bounded by Tyre and the country of the Tyrians. As for that Galilee, which is called the Lower, it extends in length from Tiberias to Zabulon, and of the maritime places Ptolemais is its neighbor. Its breadth is from the village called Zalath, which lies on the great plain, as far as Beersabe, from which beginning also is taken the breadth of Upper Galilee, as far as the village of Baca, which divides the land of the Tyrians from it. Its length is also from Meloth to Thela, a village near to Jordan. These two Galilees, of so great largeness, and encompassed with so many nations of foreigners, have always been able to make a strong resistance on all occasions of war. For the Galileans are inured to war from their infancy, and have been always very numerous, nor hath the country been ever destitute of men of courage, or wanted a numerous set of them, for their soil is universally rich and fruitful, and full of the plantations of trees of all sorts, insomuch that it invites the most slothful to take pains in its cultivation by its fruitfulness. Accordingly, it is all cultivated by its inhabitants, and no part of it lies idle. Moreover, the cities lie here very thick, and the very many villages there are here are everywhere so full of people, by the richness of their soil, that the very least of them contain above 15,000 inhabitants. In short, if anyone will suppose that Galilee is inferior to Perea in magnitude, he will be obliged to prefer it before it in its strength. For this is all capable of cultivation, and is everywhere fruitful. But for Perea, which is indeed much larger in extent, the greater part of it is desert and rough, and much less disposed for the production of the milder kinds of fruits. Yet hath it a moist soil in other parts, and produces all kinds of fruits, and its plains are planted with trees of all sorts, while yet the olive tree, the vine, and the palm tree are chiefly cultivated there. It is also sufficiently watered with torrents, which issue out of the mountains, and with springs that never fail to run, even when the torrents fail them, as they do in the dog days. Now the length of Perea is from Machaerus to Pella, and its breadth from Philadelphia to Jordan. Its northern parts are bounded by Pella, as we have already said, as well as its western with Jordan. The land of Moab is its southern border, and its eastern limits reach to Arabia, and Silbonitis, and besides, to Philadelphine and Gerasa. Now as to the country of Samaria, it lies between Judea and Galilee. It begins at a village that is in the great plain called Guinea, and ends at the Acrabine Toparchy, and is entirely of the same nature with Judea. For both countries are made up of hills and valleys, and are moist enough for agriculture, and are very fruitful. They have abundance of trees, and are full of autumnal fruit, both that which grows wild, and that which is the effect of cultivation. They are not naturally watered by many rivers, but derive their chief moisture from rainwater, of which they have no want. And for those rivers which they have, all their waters are exceedingly sweet. By reason also of the excellent grass they have, their cattle yield more milk than do those in other places. And what is the greatest sign of excellency and of abundance, they each of them are very full of people. In the limits of Samaria and Judea, lies the village of Anuath, which is also named Borchius. This is the northern boundary of Judea. The southern parts of Judea, if they be measured lengthways, are bounded by a village adjoining to the confines of Arabia. The Jews that dwell there call it Jordan. However, its breadth is extended from the river Jordan to Joppa. The city Jerusalem is situated in the very middle, on which account some have, with sagacity enough, called that city the navel of the country. Nor indeed is Judea destitute of such delights as come from the sea, since its maritime places extend as far as Ptolemais. It was parted into 11 portions, of which the royal city Jerusalem was the supreme, and presided over all the neighboring country as the head does over the body. As to the other cities that were inferior to it, they presided over their several toparchies. Gophna was the second of these cities, and next to that Acrabata, after them Thamna, and Lydda, and Emmaus, and Pella, and Idumea, and Engadi, and Herodium, and Jericho. And after them came Jamnia and Joppa, as presiding over the neighboring people. And besides these, there was the region of Gamala, and Galanitis, and Batania, and Trachonitis, which are also parts of the kingdom of Agrippa. This last country begins at Mount Libanus, and the foundations of Jordan, and reaches breathways to the lake of Tiberias, and in length is extended from a village called Arpha, as far as Julius. Its inhabitants are a mixture of Jews and Syrians. And thus have I, with all possible brevity, described the country of Judea and those that lie round about it.